Okay, we don't seem to have our bump music here. Welcome back to the show, hour number two. Oh, there's the music.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's take some phone calls, starting with Glenn in Philadelphia. Hello, Glenn. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Mike. Mike, ban them all. Let God sort them out later.
Okay. Thank you, Pope.
Yeah, that'll work. Yeah. You had made passing mention in the last hour at some point of a legal decision having to do with First Amendment rights and private venues. I'm like, whoa. something about the sisters. So I think you said it's some sisters.
Yeah, this happened back in the days of vaudeville, and you can search Cherry Sisters and you can find the information. But in short, the Cherry Sisters were a group of sisters named Cherry who put on a vaudeville act to try and make some money, and they were terrible. And a local newspaper wrote a review saying they are terrible. And the Cherry Sisters sued for defamation, and the courts ruled that the First Amendment right to freedom of speech applied to this privately owned newspaper. And the Cherry Sisters lost the case. Well, carrying that forward, I mean, if the First Amendment also applies to YouTube and Twitter and Google and the rest of it, it's a two-way street. You know,
right,
they have to get back.
Theoretically, it should be. Well, I think this is a huge problem now, because what we now have is this very small group of social media oligarchs who are scuttling the First Amendment.
Yes.
And it's almost to the point where I would almost favor nationalization of these things, because it's getting, I think, truly dangerous and truly suppressive and oppressive. And, we're at the point now where a handful of media moguls, you know, internet media moguls are going to control the speech of the country. And I would like to see some sort of antitrust legislation or nationalization or something of these things. Yeah, I mean, cable. I mean, if you look at the way cable companies and TV and radio stations are handled and stuff like that, I mean, you know, we need some protection for dissenting voices
yes,
in these platforms. And they could, you could say, oh, well, you know, you can express yourself somewhere else in the public square and use your own web page or use some other service, but they command so much of the market share that it truly is monopolistic. And that's
yes.
What I was thinking.
Well, I remember back during George W. Bush's term in office, where they were trying to set up what were called free speech zones, you know, which were these sort of caged-off areas out in the boonies. And if you wanted to express yourself freely, you were free to do so in the spirit of the First Amendment, but you had to go inside one of these little free speech zones.
I much prefer throwing down a soapbox in the public square and you know, letting someone have their say. We have a free speech zone. It's called the United States of America.
Yes.
You know, so anyway, I would welcome some sort of, and I'm not a big fan of big federal government in general, but this is a case where I think federal antitrust legislation might pertain.
I'd rather see see them broken up, I'd like to see more competition. They definitely do have a monopoly on social media. I don't use them myself anymore. I don't use Twitter. I don't use Facebook. I'm still out there with the stuff that I put up there before, but I'm not creating anything new for them. And I don't go and read them anymore either, because I know it's all just as filtered as ABC, NBC, CBS, PBS, and so forth.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Oh, about the tone and the agitated tone of things lately, I think it could be an expression of a general undercurrent of anxiety and distress that's rippling through our society. I think maybe you're experiencing just a manifestation of that in some of this agitation.
Makes sense.
Fallers.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So, all right, Mike, thank you. That's it for me.
Thank you. And we're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Good day to you. Yeah, Michael, before I want to talk, I really wanted to call your show about the Michael Flynn case and the Durham investigation. But, you know,
yes.
Before I go there, Michael, yeah, that's what I really wanted to talk about. That's what I thought we were going to be talking on topic about today. But, you know, I just got to say this, that one guy that calls in from Minnesota is calling everybody a shrill. I wish the next time he called in your show, he explained what a shrill is. He's saying we're all shrills. Most of us are shrills, and you might people are shrilling you.
I think he means, you know, a shill.
He needs to watch his. He needs to watch his French also, Michael. He's on your show, and he needs to watch his French. I'll
yes.
get that off my chest. And another thing is, the other guy, the first guy to call in, Michael, look, this was all about, he talked about how they had all these great inventions out of New York and Carrier and all that. Look, that should have never went to this point about who makes this and who makes that. I mean, you know, like I was telling you about in Indiana yesterday, the gas pump, or Florida makes Gatorade. Hey, nobody wanted to talk about this, but we're just all about talking about what you'd want to talk about, which is political nonsense that's going on in our government. But you know what, Michael? This has gotten off the tracks. This is like a railroad job here. This is like it's a railroad, and it's like they're trying to do Michael Flynn. It's a railroad. The trains came off the track here, But you know, getting back to these guys calling in and. Oh, Mensa and all that, that's fantastic. You know, I mean, a lot of people have Mensa brains. I mean, I think we all have Mensa brains. I think we're all basically Mensa. Let's pray that we all are. You know, I mean, James Wood, I think he's one of the smartest men in the world, if I'm not mistaken. He's an actor.
He is.
He's a super genius. I know that. I mean, I looked at his Mensa record. I'm like, wow, this guy's amazing. He should be running for president or something. You know, I don't know. But, you know, like I told your show in the past, John Adams, John Quincy Adams, the father, son, genius men. For sure.
Yes.
But you know, Michael,
Thomas Jefferson.
I just got that off my chest. I had to get that off my chest about the guy calling about shrills and the other guys talking about red, blue. I didn't start this red state, blue state nonsense. I was just talking about you. You made a great point, Michael, what you said and you told your audience. This is about cities. Most of the country is red. It's the cities that are blue. And I thank you for that, Michael. I really do. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you for pointing that out. Okay? Most of these states would be all red if they didn't have these cities that are look at Chicago. I mean, Detroit, Baltimore. Yeah, we have a coronavirus supposedly going on, but we still have these rates that are off the charts still. I mean, here in South Florida, we only had recorded three homicides in the last, 8, 10, 9 weeks. So I think that's pretty good. I think the air quality's gotten much better around the world. So I think that's a good thing. The gas prices are kind of low. Another good thing. But, you know, Michael, the reason I really called your show is I'm going to get right to the point. I'm talking about the Mueller investigation. I want to talk about, excuse me, not Mueller, I want to talk about the Durham investigation, and I want to talk about
yes.
what they did try to do to Michael Flynn. What they have tried to do to Michael Flynn, since day one, when Donald Trump became president, they have attacked this guy, the media, the Democrat Party. They have went after this guy full brunt. It's like they're doing, like I told you, this election here coming up, Michael, is about the Supreme Court. You say it all the time. It's about the Supreme Court, immigration. But why they went after Michael Flynn like this is the most perplexing thing to me. And now, like you said,
I think he was the low-hanging fruit. They couldn't get Trump,
exactly.
And out of frustration, they made Michael Flynn the whipping boy.
And Papadopoulos, too, Michael. And what was the
yep.
other guy, the bullet? And Carter Page. They went after the low-hanging
yes.
fruit. They destroyed Donald Trump. And, you know, I don't know what some of these people in the audience understand. Yeah, you talk about Trump, though. But Trump has done more than any president, if you look at it, gentlemen, and ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, Trump has done so much actually to stop a lot of this corporate takeover of the whole country and on the world. The thing they have done to Flynn is one of the most disgusting things I ever saw. And with Hillary gets away with what, smashing her blueberry and all these bleach bit and all this, and they didn't
oh,
do a
yeah.
dang thing to Hillary. They haven't done a nothing to Hillary. Joe Biden is. They have a woman now that's going attacking this guy for telling. She sounds to me like she's really telling the truth about him,
yeah.
you know, groping her and all that. And nobody in the except this one guy, Hakeem Jeffers, believe it or not, he's actually speaking up. Hey, man, we need to investigate this. So, yeah, Michael, I think this whole thing is, you know, it's absurd what they have done to Flynn, Papadopoulos, Carter Page. It's unbelievable. And if it would have been the other way around, can you imagine? I mean. You can't imagine because it never happened. But the way they went after Michael Flynn, I believe Monday, Michael, that Flynn's going to be exonerated. I really believe that. I hope so.
I would like to see that happen.
I really pray that Michael Flynn gets done. Here's this guy, his whole career's been in the military, you know, protecting our country, helping our country. Now all of a sudden he's a criminal, and he's this and that, and you got coming people coming here illegally, breaking in our borders, and they get treated better, and a guy like this? And this guy's a crook? I mean, you got illegals, gang members and all that in here, and nobody's saying a dang word about it? The media, the demon rat party, the rhinos? But you want to go after Carter Page, Papadopoulos, Flynn? Mm-hmm. And I'm still waiting for the Durham investigation. What's going on, Michael? Maybe you can explain to your audience. What's going on with the Durham investigation?
The last I heard is that he's not preparing a report. He's preparing actual cases. But again, we'll see when we see.
Yes. Michael, I just want to say this. Kelly, Joe, they're great callers. And I pray that Miles calls in. Miles is a wonderful caller. You got a lot of great callers. Everybody's a great caller. Look, I'm like this, Michael. I might not agree with you, what you say, but I'll fight for your right to say it. That's the old saying. You know, hey, we may not agree with each other, but we'll fight for it. We should need to fight for each other's right to say it. I'll fight for your right to have that opinion to say it, Michael.
I just, all that I ask is people be polite and respectful and refrain from the name calling, because I'm still getting emails saying that was not a good place for us to go. And, Paul is unbanned. Okay, for those who did miss the announcement earlier. And starting on Monday, we're going to constrain the phone calls to hour number two so that I can get back to the news.
I got it, Michael. And I'm glad I hope you do talk a little bit about the Durham investigation and Michael Flynn in the next hour. I really do, because I want to hear what you got to say about it. And like I say, you know, you got wonderful callers to call in. You know, everybody has their opinion. I don't agree with a lot of your calls. I'll tell you, I'll be the first one to tell it. But you know what? I don't like one guy calling in saying we're all shrills, and I want him to explain what a shrill is. So I've been calling your show for a while, and I try to, you know, I come from the heart. I tell it like how I feel. Everybody has their own feelings and their own opinions. Everybody's opinionated, like I told you the other day. Opinions are like, you know what, if everybody has, you know, we all have one. You know what I mean? Opinions,
yes.
This is the old saying, you know how it goes. So anyway, thank you for taking my call, Michael. And like I said, I want to hear more about Michael Flynn and the Durham investigation. And I really believe a lot of this is the railroading of Donald Trump. And I know they don't want him to have his rally. They surely don't want Donald Trump having 25,000 rally.
They're going to try and keep this social distancing running all the way up to November. Anyway, Tom, thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch to Jim in Illinois. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. 45 years ago, to this day, America was ran out of Saigon. You know, they left with their tail between their legs.
Marines dangling underneath the helicopter.
Right. You know, with the unemployment rate over 30%, with this virus, everyone's broke, the country's broke, the world is broke. Do you believe or do you think there are people in the White House and other places that want America to go to war with China or another country?
Yeah, I do, because every time the United States has gotten into a major economic mess, they get into a world war to distract everybody from it, or at least to have something to blame. You know, the crash of 1908, World War I, crash of 1929, World War II, crash of 2008, and here we are. And, you know, there's a school of thought that, you know, war is good for the economy, which is an absolute lie. It's good for the war economy. It's not good for anything else. And the other school of thought, of course, is that Americans were always forget about the abuses of government and, you know, throw a snappy salute and get behind the flag if we're in a major war against an enemy.
The only difference is the next war will be a nuclear war.
Yes, we're going to be talking about that today.
Right. Well, Michael, that's all I have to say. You know, I like your callers, but Tom, who's really a nice guy probably, but he needs to leave the coffee alone. Put down the coffee, Tom.
I hope that's all it is he's doing. Anyway, Jim, thank you for the phone call, and we're going to switch over to Emmerich in Vancouver. Hello, Emmerich. What's on your mind today?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. And first of all, I'd like to say that that caller the other day that got personal with you about your residence and about, you know, your finances, that is really below the belt. That's a low life. So So anyways, that was really, I can't see how the guy can't be embarrassed over that. And he should really apologize over that. Anyway, so that kind of guys, yes, you should cut him off. When they say something, just cut him off. But anyways, the other thing that I wanted to talk to you about, I am still looking at the numbers from the Worldometer.
And, yes.
You know, the coronavirus, and as sad as it is that 220,000 people around the world died since January 22nd, I think that's when Worldometer started to track this. That is still very low for the world's population. And I still say the economic damage from this is going to kill a lot more people, and a lot more people are going to starve. There is,
yes,
like 12,000 people that died today from starvation today. That can easily double or triple. So I think even though, yes, you safety guards, but let's go back to work, because all this economic disaster and all, well, the damage is done already, because like even Canada, I mean, the deficit is going to be $256 billion more than it would be before that. And that's ridiculous. Who's going to pay that back? That the bankers are winners in this. The Federal Reserve is the winner in this. And the people are the losers. And it's time that they went back to where, to get rid of the Federal Reserve, the government issues the funds. And even if you have to pay the interest, you pay it to the government. That goes back to the people. So anyways, the debt is the main cause why,
yes,
our standard of living is declining, because we're paying more and more money that the government collects and goes to the bankers. Well, that's all I have to say.
Absolutely right. That's absolutely right. You know, I'm looking at the economic damage coming from the shutdown. You know, we're going to see a new lost generation, and where that whole idea of a lost generation came from was the Bohemian movement that came out of the end of World War One, where a lot of the American soldiers and sailors and airmen just stayed in Europe, and they got involved in the arts, culture, and, you know, bongos and stuff, and just lived their lives day to day. And the reason was very simple. They had spent the first part of their lives working hard, building up the farm, you know, building a future, and it was all taken away. They were looking at the devastation of Europe and realizing some leader somewhere could just smash it all. And then we saw the same thing following World War II. Even though we'd won the war, it created the beatnik generation. And then we saw the same thing to a smaller degree after we lost Vietnam. And I think we're going to see the same thing now. You have got people in this country who have spent their entire lives building stores, factories, restaurants, whatever you have, and they're losing it. It's just slipping through their fingers like sand at the beach, and they don't know how to stop it, and they don't know how to get it back. And the generation that follows is going to look at that and say, why should we bother? Why should we get a college degree? Why should we work really hard and take all these risks, you know, to build something when, you know, some moron wearing big fancy robes in a palace somewhere can take it all away from us?
Yeah, it's sad that's what's happening, and it is like you say, that they don't even have a choice whether they close that store or not. Why can't they decide whether to close that store? Why are they ordered to close that store? You know, here even in Canada, there was a lady that, it's all over the news. She got fined $850 for standing in a park alone with her dog.
Yes.
$850 for that. And it's just beyond ridiculous. And there was a church. That was a church gathering, and it was designed like the old drive-in theaters where you sit in your car, and there's a low-wave radio, and you listen to it through your radio. Each one of those guys got fined $850. Now, how does that make sense? How they're contaminating anybody?
Well, we got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Whoa. What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
Welcome back to the show here. And before we get back to the phones here, this is kind of interesting. I've been watching this press conference Donald Trump is having, and he got into a bit of a, discussion with emphasis with a reporter who was quoting the director of national intelligence as saying that the Corona-19 virus appears to be naturally occurring. It's not genetically engineered. It's not manufactured. And that its release is probably an accident. And Trump really got upset at that and saying, no, China did this to us. China did this to us. So, you know, there's a couple, and then he went on and ragged on the World Health Organization, you know, for saying it was likely an accident. So in answer to that earlier caller's question, yeah, there's a school of thought in Washington, D.C. about a war with China, which personally I think would be a bad idea. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here to Jim in New York. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. Remember these numbers, 55 to 45. If you look at your typical election in almost any state, the difference for you governor or senator is about 55 to 45. At most, in a really red state, it's 60-40. So if you're in a red or blue state, That's the difference. A swing of 6 points or less, then you become a blue state or a red state. States like Florida, North Carolina, Texas, they're about a 2% difference in these races for senator and governor. And as the immigration continues, those states, Florida, North Carolina, Texas, could become blue very, very soon.
Yes.
So that's about it, 55-45. And which means that at least 40%, probably more, 45% of your voters in, quote, blue states are conservatives. They lost. If you have a 51% or more Democrat voters, you're screwed. You become like,
yes,
Virginia is, like Virginia. So some of your callers, particularly from Florida, North Carolina, and Texas, they're going to become blue any year now because of the migration.
Yes.
So I wouldn't get too cocky about living in a, quote, red state. In the last election, I think 2018, Ted Cruz barely won by 1% in Texas. So, as the demographics in the country change, more states are going to become very blue. And then where are you going to move? You had one caller the other day, very good caller, and he's from North Carolina, and he's saying, North Carolina is going to become blue any day now, just like Virginia. And where's he going to move then? Is he going to move? Is he going to move to Oklahoma or Montana? You know, as the great Joe Lewis said, you can run, but you can't hide. So this is a nationwide problem. So this blue state, red state, remember, 55-45. That's about the difference. And if you have a 6% swing, all of a sudden you're going to wake up and you're going to be a blue state. So this, you know, arguments this week between the, you know, the blue states and the red states, it's silly. Most states, every state in the union, Hawaii, New York, has at least 40% conservative voters. But
yes,
they're outvoted. They're outvoted.
Or out-cheated.
Or out-cheated. And then you're screwed. That's it. That's all it takes. So, you know, on another point, I got to admit, this week, your show has been kind of entertaining. You should have one of those shock jock radio shows with guys fighting and arguing about blue state, red state. You probably, if you were on like a major ABC or network, you might be very popular. I mean, it's
never going to happen.
Yeah.
Never going to happen.
I don't get thin-skinned about this. You know, Tom, he says, could you hold me over? I have one more point.
All right, Jim, I'm going to hold you over through the commercial break, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy, but I must admit lately I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
I want to do just... Welcome back to our show here. We're finishing up with Jim in New York. You had one more thing you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big fan of Tom in Florida. For the last 5 years, I look forward, it's the highlight of your show, listening to his calls. I look forward to it every day. But what he has to realize, and I get where he's coming from when he says blue states, blah, blah. But remember, Tom, at least 40% of New Yorkers and New Jerseyans and Connecticutans are conservative voters, at least 40%. Unfortunately, we're outvoted, and that's how it goes. So, but I'm a big fan of his. He's either one of the highlights of your show. Another thing, you shouldn't go for an hour. The first hour, just news. The first half hour. And another thing, you're too polite. Some of these callers, like that guy Nathan on Tuesday, you should have just hung up on him. I mean, what is this guy saying? How what a success he is! And he was mentioning your
Well, you know, like I told him, there are different measures of success. Some people, you know, money is the sign of success. For other people, being a major influencer is a success. Working in the movies is a success, regardless of whether you're making a lot of money or not. Working for the space program, I viewed as a success. So,
well, as they say, Nathan, what does it profit a man to gain the world but lose his soul? You know,
yes.
He should have just hung up on that guy. And by the way, your surroundings, your place looks like a palace compared to mine. So, what
well,
a
it's a palace compared to what we had on Oahu, that's for sure.
So, you know, he measures people like that. And in New York, I see him all the time. They measure everything in money and success. I mean, give me a break. And I wonder, you know, I'd have to go through his history and look at how he became successful. You know, did he sacrifice his morals? I don't know. But what a, you know, you're very polite. And guys like that, if you want to ban anyone, ban that guy, I think his name was Nathan from California. I mean, really, what a... But what can you do? Well, thank you very much, Mike, and you have a great day.
All right, thanks an awful lot, Jim. We're going to switch over to Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Have you heard of that old adage or... statement, read between the lines?
Yes, of course.
Well, I believe in listening between the words, because from the heart, the tongue speaks. And even a psychopath, if you let them talk long enough, you will know where they're coming from. They have no conscience. So it doesn't bother them to lie. So another thing is, don't argue with a liar. Don't argue with a fool. It's useless. It's a waste of
yes.
time. And read between the lines. Whether you're listening to a host or you're listening to a caller. Thank you. That's enough time for me. Goodbye.
Well, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Joe in Nome. Joe, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
This has been an issue of mine. I was thrown out of second grade, and that's when I started smoking cigarettes.
Okay.
It's come out that the French, you know, they like their tobacco over there.
Yes, they do.
And it turns out that smokers are so underrepresented in the COVID statistics that French doctors are now prescribing nicotine patches.
Yes, in France.
Right. Okay. So you heard that story. So that's out there.
Yes.
Getting back to me personally, I started smoking cigarettes in second grade. And, you know, I quit a couple of times. And the reason became apparent to me much later in life. But, you know, at 65, I'm still smoking cigarettes. Anyway, and living in Nome, where cultural appropriation is at a premium. I'd like to indulge in a little cultural appropriation of my own. The First Nations had a saying when they smoked tobacco. They said, "So there be no lies between us." Now, the white man called it a peace pipe, but
yes.
He didn't have peace on his mind in the first place. At any rate, the reason they said that, they didn't have a written language, and they relied on their elders to pass on their treaties and traditions.
Yes.
And as it turns out, nicotine prevents Alzheimer's. That way their elders would remember all the treaties that the white men broke without having to write them down in a foreign language on a piece of paper. Anyway.
Smokers are also less likely to get Parkinson's disease, but nobody wants to find out why, because the big money is in treating them once they're sick, not preventing the illness or curing the illness.
Yes, and my landlord has Parkinson's really bad, and they're treating him up here at this billion-dollar hospital they built a few years back here in Nome. They're out there pushing the vaccines right and left, but my landlord ain't listening to me about getting the patch. I was thinking about actually going in and telling, you know, there's programs out there for smokers, right? And I could probably get a prescription for patches really easy if I went in there and lied and said, oh, I'm trying to quit smoking, and then to turn around and give them to my my landlord and see if it helps him.
So you need a prescription for anti-smoking patches in Alaska? Because I remember in Hawaii you could just buy them at the local CVS pharmacy.
Well, my point being, there's programs and they'll pay for them.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't plan on going on the patch myself. I believe in exercising my immune system. As a matter of fact, I go to the dump on Saturday, and guess what? None of the guys driving the garbage trucks are wearing masks. I found a roadkill fox and took him home, skinned him out, got blood on my face, rubbed my eyes, and then didn't wash my hands when I went to fix dinner. Well, maybe I did wash my hands that time, but anyway.
I was just going to say, remind me not to come over to your place for a meal.
Well, there's not much room in the dining room. I live in a 40-foot van.
Okay.
And the driveway is real long, and it's all snowed in right now. Anyway, but and look, I don't mind being called a kook, and I don't mind your giggle factor when I call and talk about fringy subjects. Oh, man, I used to listen to Art Bell. Oh, my gosh. Well, guess what? He used to be a right-wing talk show jock here in Anchorage. And before that, it was spewing Air America bullshit from Kadena Air Base in Okinawa. Anyway, look, obviously, you and I differ on a few things, and I differed with Art Bell on a few things, too. For instance, his admonishment, when you're dying, don't go to the light, it's a trick.
All right, well, listen, Joe, we're running out of time. We're getting to the end of the show, and I still have callers to get to, so thank you for the call. Good luck with the fox, and we're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Dustin, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
I wanted to say real quick to Mark, like, communism, fascism, socialism, capitalism is not the problem. It's just human beings, okay, because they always muff it up. They'll take advantage of it. They'll ruin that system that they created these systems, so they'll basically take advantage of those systems for their own end, and that's what ruins these systems. Nothing's wrong with capitalism. But it's always ruined by a human being that, you know, benefits from themselves or their group. You know, that's what I hear. The red states, the blue states. I said it yesterday, Mike. We're all on the Titanic. Like, what? There's no difference between where we're. Mike, I mean, you should do. I don't know if you can do this. I know you only want to do 2 hours, but how about a half an hour of news? And 2 hours of talk, because that's the only way we can get what's going on from other people calling in from parts of, like Sebastian, right, from Sweden?
Yeah.
And parts of the country. But I'm very
well. Next week we're going to try the experiment. Next week we're going to try the experiment. Hour number one is all news, and hour number two is reserved for the phone calls. And we're just going to ask the callers to keep their calls short, to have a topic when they call on in, and discuss that, and then get out of the way for the other callers. And at some point down the road, who knows, I may go back to a three-hour show.
Are you going to go back to a three-hour show?
No, I said it might happen. Okay, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I got to be very honest. I like the two-hour format in terms of my not being totally exhausted when it's all over.
Well, no, you know why, Mike? Because the information's on Zero Hedge, Drudge Report, WhatReallyHappened.com, Information Watchbot. It's us. Mike, we all look at this information, and we all come up with different conclusions. You notice that? Like, we can look at the same story.
Yes.
And we make up our own minds. So, I mean, I just don't think you should waste your time on it. I mean, how hard is it to, go, like, use a computer? Drudge Report, WhatReallyHappened.com, Zero Hedge. I mean, the information, I know, I mean, you do the most work when you put the stuff on your website because you gather information from all the other sites. What?
Yes.
What's wrong with people who, why can't anybody, any of the listeners, go on to the WhatReallyHappened.com and do that? Why do you have to regurgitate what you already put on your website? You know what I mean? It's like a double
because there are a lot of people who listen to this radio show who don't do a lot of web surfing, and it's my chance to filter out what I think is important for people to be aware of.
Okay, I'll go with that, but it's still up to people to do your own research. Don't, you know, not to be lazy.
I agree.
You know, it's like it's you're a human being. It's your job to learn what's going on in the world, left, right, up, down, red, blue, doesn't matter. But, Mike, beef shortages alarm White House. That's a red and a blue state problem. It's not like an either-or problem. You know, I'm wondering, Mike, like, is that – do you think any of these, like, culling of chickens have anything to do with the virus? Like, I was thinking about this last night. I'm like, maybe they're getting sick also of the virus. I mean, no, we're not getting no information. Mike Pence doesn't wear a mask, and now he's wearing a mask. You know, like, it's just like a – it's a weird thing going on. It's just like this cure works, right? Like, I don't know, you say it. I can't say it. What was that cure Trump was pushing? hydroxychloroquine,
oh,
right?
Yeah, that's it, hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah. Now it's remissiver, right? Like, it's like, but I'm curious, what's the difference between that and a vaccine? They're all filled with crap, right? Like, at the end of the day, they're all filled with stuff that's not good for your body, right?
Well,
I mean,
we're just trying to find, you know, we're just trying to find something that's going to work and not cost us a bloody fortune.
I mean, what do you make what's going on, though? Like, I mean,
yesterday, you know, yesterday I mentioned that I'm having a hard time accepting that the reason there's all this food that's being destroyed rather than being taken to food banks, is the supply chain is breaking down already. Because we got phone calls from truck drivers saying, no, we're here, we've got trucks. And you've got the Army, and they've got trucks. You've got the food rescue programs that are in every city. Why aren't they getting involved here? And I posed the question, are we in fact seeing the deliberate destruction of food in order to create an artificial shortage and drive prices up? I mean, beef prices right now are through the roof.
Kind of like where they dump in upstate New York. Wasn't they destroyed the vegetables and the milk? They you know what? You know what's scary about the whole bureaucracy, what we got, is like they don't think about this in advance. Like, hey, let's give the milk to the people. Like, it's just, let's destroy it. And then now it's like, let's save it. It's like, this is the problem, Mike. This is why we're effed. You know, we're FUBAR. Because there's just there's no communication between anybody. It's just a bureaucracy of red tape, and nobody's on the same page. Trump's not on the same page. The Congress and the Senate, which is – the Senate's out by August now, right? What do you make of that? The D.C. shut till August? I mean, why? If everything's okay, why are they shut till August? So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff we don't know. And before I – I'm finished with the call, Mike, but nobody's a pansy to wear a mask, okay, because – that's the reason they're made, okay? You know, like, why do you have a gun or night vision or if you're a knife expert, you know, fight with your fist, Otherwise, you're a pansy. You know, fight with your fists, man. You don't need all those other things. But, I mean, the mask is, if this was 50% communicable and everybody was, like, dying, Mike, I guarantee the pansies and the non-pansies were fighting for, well, they would fight for that last mask at the corner store. You know that, right? Like, so, I mean, this whole pansy or non-pansy thing, Russians are not pansy and they're wearing masks. The Chinese are wearing masks. The Germans are not pansies. They're wearing masks. You know, maybe some Germans are paying, I mean, you know, but I mean, people are wearing masks for a reason. You want to protect yourself. That's the whole point of a mask, is to protect yourself. And I still say, Mike, you and your wife wear a mask. I don't give a crap what anybody calls in for. You wear your mask.
We
you
do
protect
wear
you
masks.
And your wife.
You know, we've got
That's
three
right.
airlines next week are going to mandate the wearing of masks. Costco now requires you to wear a mask to be allowed into their store. We're expecting it to happen at Walmart anytime now. Anyway, listen, Dustin, I got to let you go. We got to take a commercial break. We have two more callers waiting on the line I'm going to try and get to in the last segment of our program.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to the show here. We're going to try and fit in a couple more phone calls before the end of the program, starting with James in Tokyo. Hashimimashite, what's on your mind today?
Well, Mike, a big guy went into a bar and he said, there's nothing I can't stand more than red state retards and assholes. And I told that guy, I take exception to that, buddy. He said, why? Are you a red state retard? I said, nope, but I'm an asshole.
Okay, well, you got to watch your language on this here radio because you can get us in trouble with the FCC.
Okay. Hey, Mike, I want to talk about the economy. Oh, first I want to talk, I want to say to Doomsday Dustin, I listened to some of Mike's repeat shows on YouTube, and you were asking about how I was in Tokyo, and I want to thank you for that. Mike, I want to talk about the economy post-virus.
Yes.
What I think is going to happen is a lot of small businesses, I mean, they're going to put a lot of, they're going to initiate like social distancing and everything in a lot of small businesses, as well as large businesses. But I think a lot of the smaller businesses are just not ever going to come back. I personally had a small business. I had a bar in Tokyo for many years. Many of my friends in America have numerous different types of small businesses. And if you even have like a 15 to 20%, you know, lower gross sales, you're out of business. And I think a lot of the psychological impact of the virus is still going to remain with a lot of people, and many smaller businesses are just going to go under, which is eventually going to lead to a lot more big box stores going all throughout America, which is basically going to take over. And I think that's a very bad thing.
I agree, and as I mentioned earlier in the show, we may be looking at a new lost generation coming out of all of this shutdown.
I think like serious. I mean, it is a lost generation, and when you consider like all the people who are going to lose jobs from that, and who can't pay their mortgages, and are going to lose their homes. I mean, it's amazing how just a few months ago, like. Trump was going on how, you know, unemployment was the best ever for blacks and women and Asians and everyone else, and the economy's never been better. And in just, you know, two short months, everything has turned around. And
it shows how little resilience we had as a nation that it went down this fast. Anyway, listen, James, I'm going to let you go because we're getting a really bad echo from you. And we're going to take one more phone call from Robert in Illinois. Robert, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, you know, the fuel cost over here shot up overnight 30 cents. So, you know, 30 cents a gallon. So it shot up 30 cents, all the way from what the cheapest one, $1.29 to $1.59, and all the rest of them followed suit. So they're creating these artificial shortages. The same thing's happening with food. You know,
we're also going from winter gasoline to summer gasoline. Winter gasoline has more butane, which is a lot cheaper. The summer formulation for gasoline, you know, they have more costly ingredients.
Yeah.
So that may be what's happening there.
Yeah, let's get into their excuses. They got tons of, they got a glut of oil sitting out there. Yeah, there's no reason for it. You know, girl asked me today, I'm going to start wearing my mask tomorrow because it said it on the news. And I said, I don't know anything about that. I went into Menards. Everybody has to wear a mask just to get in and whatever. You're breathing in your own CO2. It's more dangerous to you than anything else.
Hey,
thanks, Mike.
Robert, I got to let you go. Sorry about that. We're at the end of the program. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We'll be back tomorrow with the lovely Lady Claire. So have a good evening and aloha, America.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly.
Cows, too. Easeoff LLC. Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.